Feeling welcome. Glad to be here.
Yes, indeed. Good to have you here. The official photographer of Jazz Fest, as I said. What does that role entail, Zach?
It's a wide-spanning role, one that I take a lot of pride in. Basically, documenting the stages of Jazz Fest, the musicians, the good times, the dancing, a little bit of in-between, like maybe some contemporary crafts, some Native American village on the way, maybe a little bit food, but mostly the focus is the music, which is a large percent of why the people are at the fairgrounds on those weekends.
You have said different festivals call for different approaches, different techniques. Mm-hmm. What is different about Jazz Fest?
What is different about Jazz Fest, in my opinion, is Jazz Fest feels more like a hustle for me personally. You're in an enclosed area. You've got about an hour to get around to at least 4 to 5 groups. So I'm in charge of a few stages. Just to clarify, we all know the Faye Dodo, the Congo Square, the new Samsung Galaxy, Economy Hall, and Jazz and Heritage. So mostly for me, Jazz Fest is about organizing my time. So 11 a.m. getting from Faye Dodo to Economy is different than 4:45.
Yes, indeed.
So I got to factor in those things as the day progresses, and the people start having more fun getting in your way. But I love it.
Just to provide us a little contrast here, you also work for French Quarter Fest. What's different about that?
French Quarter Fest has a very significant backdrop. The French Quarter, the river, the architecture and culture. So your goal is to weave the music, the people, and the good times within the construct of New Orleans as a city. It's a different approach in that I feel in Jazz Fest, I'm only at each stage for a little while. So I need to find the magic pretty quick. And at French Quarter Fest, you kind of open yourself up to the magic, and it slowly comes to you after 2 and 3 days, you know?
Magic is an interesting term to hear you use. What is, Zach, the fascination of shooting at festivals? What, for yourself, perhaps, and for anyone who might want to?
For me, what is paramount is telling the story, period. That's the thing that I'm trying to do, is tell the story of that festival. And when the magic happens is when a background and a foreground and a subject all relate and meet in your lens to tell that whole story in one picture. Now, I know we can't get each festival told in one picture, right? But all the while you're looking for that, the magic moment. It really keeps you on your toes, because if you blink, if you look down at the back of your camera to check out the last picture you took, it's happening right in front of you, and you're missing it. You know, it's a challenge.
Zach, you do other kinds of photography work, too. How does your festival work compare and contrast with that?
The majority of the work that I do through the year is mostly portrait-based, and 75% of it is local artist promotion, whether it's a press packet or an EPK, an electronic press kit, or an album cover, or editorial through magazines like Offbeat, Spin, Sonic. And mostly I'm working with the musicians that I see day to day on each stage. So it's almost a continuation of a relationship that we have at these festivals.
You talk about helping artists. You also help people take better pictures for themselves. You've been conducting workshops, spending a few hours with people from time to time. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to pass along some of the general tips you impart at those workshops.
Yes. The best advice I can give them is to follow your passion in what you want to see and to participate in. If you love music, then photograph the music. If you love photographing people and candids and portraits, well, then photograph that. Once you've figured out that part, it gets so much easier than looking at the festival and trying to document the whole thing. So compartmentalize what you want to shoot and break it down from there. You know, have a goal, break down the festival, But it's those small details that escape us sometimes, like bring an extra battery. Go get some Dr. Scholl's. Put them in your shoes. Drink lots of water. Extra memory cards. And from a photographic standpoint, one thing that I've told most of my classes that I teach is to own your image and shoot for the wall. Compose your image as if you're going to print it and put it on a wall. And if you have that approach to your photography, you're going to shoot less and you're going to get a better overall quality picture.
This is Zach Smith with us on All Things New Orleans, official Jazz Fest photographer. French Quarter Fest does private work as well. Zach, you and everyone else has his or her own interests. Let's say the ice cream vendors, they like it when it's hot. We're talking about the conditions. The people who sell sunglasses at the sunglass booth, they like it when it's bright and sunny all the time. What about you? What makes it a great day for you to shoot at Jazz Fest?
Well, 8 hours of sleep. And a nice overcast day. I think if I've got the sun diffused, I've got a evenly lit background and subject arrangement, and it's a much easier way to see. You have less contrast. You have a more even light spectrum. It just makes things run a little bit smoother when you have a diffused day, for sure.
Zach Smith, if I may speak about you in third person for just a second here, is not only shooting photos at Jazz Fest, he's shooting riffs out there as well. You're the drummer for Rotary Downs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Busy time for you. What will you be playing or out enjoying music or exhibits or something after the festival? Where does later in the day find Zach Smith?
Well, Rotary Downs, thank goodness, we packed all of our stuff into one day. We played at the fairgrounds the first Friday at the Samsung Galaxy stage, and we had a blast. We're so honored to play that festival.
That's a great stage. That's a good forum for you.
It's a great forum. We had a great lineup that followed us that allowed us to get some of those early fans that ran up to the front. So we got some new ears listening to our music. And that night we did our album release party at Gasa Gasa. So my music playing is done. I can concentrate on photography. My evenings are spent right now after I've finished editing that day. Each night, I'll go out to the Scott Edwards Gallery where they are showing a current exhibit of my fine art portrait work. I'll go hang out, talk to people, see the sights out on Decatur and Frenchman Street, and talk about the other stuff that I do.
Zach Smith photographs Jazz Fest among his many other projects. You can find him at zachsmith.com, and he's joined us today here at WWNO with our great appreciation.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you very much.